Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Vladimir Vinogradsky, who's going to talk to me about Azure API management. And we did an API management show with Josh Twist. It covered kind of all the basics, right?
Yes, it was a great show. Actually, three parts, done in September. So please go watch it. It's a great overview of all the basic functionality available in API management.
Mm-hmm. But there's some more advanced stuff, specifically policy expressions that you're going to help me kind of dig into and understand why I need these and what I can do with them.
That's right. So for those who sort of unfamiliar with API management is a turnkey Azure-based solution that is very helpful to people who want to expose APIs. Essentially, what we help people do is take their backend HTTP-based endpoints, backends, and expose them as well-managed, controlled APIs, complete with developer portal, mm-hmm. Onboarding experience, documentation, and then we provide sort of a policy engine that allows you to change functionality and behavior of your backend endpoints. You know, create facades, impose rate limits, impose caching, convert formats, and do other things to sort of enhance and expose these backends exactly the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So since September, you know, we've been busy, obviously, growing the service and building new features. We introduced, you know, probably several dozens new features, and one of them is policy expressions. Policy expressions really complement our policy engine, make it a lot more flexible and powerful. So what are policies, first of all? These are sort of modules of functionality, of API management functionality, that can be inserted declaratively into the request response processing pipeline. They implement common functions such as caching, content transformation, URL rewriting. So very common tasks in a controlled manner, again, code-free, very simple. However, before we had those things that, those policies applied unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, all the settings in those policies had to be constants, essentially, right? Literals.
Oh, wow. So, like, I want caching on this API for an hour, and
exactly.
I can't touch it.
And you cannot touch it, right? That was sort of built in into the, you know, into the definition of the policy or sort of the declaration of the policy. And now, with expressions, you can actually change that. Expressions are snippets of C# code that you can insert into your policies in place of attributes and element values, and then do compute over a context that is present implicitly in the expression. And context mm-hmm. includes things like request response and all the other sort of parameters. I can show you here. Context variable includes a lot of interesting information about the API, deployment, the operation that is being called, product that's been called through, you know, obviously request response and other information. So very, very, very valuable stuff. And so those expressions can compute on that and then emit values, right?
So I can make judgment calls based on any of these. I can look at headers and cookies and IP addresses,
yep.
browser, anything.
Anything, yes. Anything that is exposed in this context. Also, within the expressions, you can access certain allowed types of .NET frameworks, and the set is pretty broad, from very basic like strings, dates, and regex, to JSON, Newton-soft JSON, and XML, and some crypto functionality, so you can do validation of tokens and things. So pretty powerful stuff. We actually reuse Razor syntax, so we didn't invent anything new. We're just using sort of the engine and their syntax. But you know, obviously the functionality is part of API management. It's completely new. We're using Rosalind compiler compile those.
So that means it's fast. I don't have to worry too much about
it is in
down.
Line. It's very fast. It's compiled and it's binary and it didn't well, obviously depending on what particular things you're doing with this, but in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very low overhead. And so I would like to show you how these policy expressions can make your policies much more powerful.
Okay.
Through just showing you a few very common use cases that people sort of need to accomplish and rather accomplish them in the API management layer than touch and build these things into every backend that they're exposing through API management.
Right. Okay, cool. Let's see some demos.
So for those who aren't familiar, this is a publisher portal of API management. Here, you know, you see I have defined, you know, several APIs. I'm going to go to policies screen, and that's where we're going to spend most of our time. So I'm using this API here just for demo. It's called HTTP bin, provided gratis by Runscope. Very nice free API. It allows you to basically manipulate sort of requests and responses very easily, mm-hmm. and get the functionality that you need, and you'll see how I'm going to use it. I expose just a subset of operations, but you'll see how I'm going to use it in the example to highlight the things that I want to.
Okay, I see. You've wrapped a public REST API provided by Runscope.
Correct.
And made it a managed API.
Exactly. So I took this public free endpoint, mm-hmm. and just exposed it through API management just for demonstration purposes. Could be anything, obviously, but this
makes
is just
sense.
Convenient.
And also a reminder, of course, that it doesn't matter what language the API that you are talking to.
Absolutely, yes. So backend, language platform, operating system, all these things are completely relevant for us as an HTTP endpoint.
Excellent.
All right, so as you maybe remember from the previous videos, policies can be assigned at different levels. You know, they can be global API associated operation level. So we're going to, you know, create a policy at the API level here. So let me add the policy, go full screen for convenience. So as you can see, policies have inbound and outbound. Obviously, inbound is from the consumer to the backend, mm-hmm. and then, you know, backend to the consumer is outbound. One common thing that people would like to do is to send certain request context information to the backend for logging purposes, mm-hmm. or for evaluation. If, for example, based on the product, you might want to emit different information, right? You might want to, for starter product, you know, or lower tiers, provide less information than for high tiers. So how to do it it was impossible before. Now it's actually extremely simple, mm-hmm. Using policy expressions. So let me just copy them here and explain what they are. So as you can see here, I'm using old set query parameter policy. I'm setting query parameter called, I'm calling it X product name. Mm-hmm. And what I'm doing is setting its value to the product name that is, you know, this request that I received is associated with. Right?
Okay, so there's this context object that flows through, and then at this moment where you're kind of getting an opportunity to mm-hmm. express something, context has all those things that you expressed earlier hanging
exactly.
off of it.
Exactly.
And you're going to change or add if it doesn't already exist. Or after, if it does exist, you're going to override it.
Yes, I'm going to override this value. Although, of course, it doesn't exist because it's sort of custom.
And this is a query parameter on the URL.
Exactly. So when I'm going to forward request to the backend, mm-hmm. it will have additional query parameter that I set to the value of the product.
I see. And then how would this piece of context been set?
Oh, so that happens sort of automatically by the proxy itself. When the request arrives, mm-hmm. we look at the URL and at the key, and all the other is sort of ambient information, and actually match it to what API are you calling, what product are you calling it through, who is calling.
And a product in this context is a concept within API management.
It is a concept within API management. It's basically a publishing concept. Imagine you want to, you can package and provide the same API at different tiers. Mm. That would be different products.
So just kind of to make sure that people get their heads around this, to mm-hmm. expand on this, based on any information that's available in the context, mm-hmm. I could add something to it. In this example, the query string, I could say browser is whatever the browser's
Correct.
User agent is, and yep. say browser equals Firefox or whatever.
Yes, you can add anything you want to. And the striking difference, though, is that before it had to be literal. Now it is an expression, right?
Because this looks familiar. You actually have a razor expression
exactly.
with kind of embedded within this XML document.
Exactly. And therefore I dynamically assigned that value, not statically at design time, but I assigned it at runtime.
Nice.
And now below I'm using sort of corresponding policy for setting headers, mm-hmm. Just to provide, let's say, for logging purposes, who the user is, the ID of the user, and for example, even the region where the proxy that service this request was located. Mm-hmm. So let's save this. So, and at this point, let's go and try calling this API, you know, with this policy configured in, mm-hmm. From our developer portal. Again, this is all sort of out of the box functionality. So when we do the request over here, we will see that response contains an argument, right, set to unlimited. That's the product, the name of the product that I'm calling, the key sort of I'm using of. And then you can see that I have headers which say what the ID of the user is and what the region of the proxy is, right? And a user with ID 1 is an admin, who I am at this point. Now, I can switch. I have, you know, this API in two products, Unlimited and Starter. So if I switch to Starter and make a call, you will see that now the product name is Starter, right? It dynamically was assigned. So if I'm implementer of the backend service, I can actually do something with information. I can log it, or I can tailor the amount of information that I want to return based on the product, right? Very useful functionality.
And important to remember, just for people to get their heads around this, this is being seen only by the ultimate endpoint, right?
Yep.
This is a piece of context being passed in a RESTful way so that a judgment can be made by the endpoint. This isn't something that can be manipulated or touched by the caller, because the caller just called into API management, and this was injected in between.
Exactly. So the proxy enriches information.
Enriches.
Exactly.
That. That's a great word.
So request and response contains a bunch of information, obviously provided by the client, and we enrich it with all different information that makes sense in the context of API management, such as what the product is, where the deployment is, who the user is, what groups this user belong to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what also interesting is that we also have a policy, and maybe I'll show it later, but which essentially allows you to manipulate this context in a very limited way, though, and specifically to set variables, add variables to this context. So you can actually compute a piece of information somewhere in your policy, and then reuse it later multiple times, let's say. So we allow you to manipulate. But in general, the rules are that policies mutate the request,
right?
And expressions just evaluate the values. Basically, the context is read-only as far as expressions is concerned. And that way, we can actually, we know, right, through the fact that we control what policies you can apply, we control the operations on the request and how efficiently and securely they are done. And you have this read-only access to this context environment to compute things, essentially.
That's excellent. I really like the choice of language that you've made, because it's really, really important, and I like that. So policies can mutate the request as it moves through this kind of pipeline, and then the pieces of context can be then evaluated by the expressions.
Exactly.
And while I was using the word inject, I like enrich, because you're providing all this additional information and context that can be then used downstream.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
So we're learning about policy expressions in API management. This is part one. Come back in a moment for part two as we learn even more on Azure Friday.